Julia's Smile by Noel Parent. There was once a magical land called Ireland, where everyone smiled all the time. They smiled while they worked. They smiled while they played. They smiled when it was sunny. They smiled when it rained. They even smiled while they were sleeping. Everyone in Ireland always had whatever they wished for, and more. When they wanted the sun, it would shine. And when they wanted to sled, the snow would start to fall. When they wanted to laugh, a clown would appear. And when they imagined a new home, it would build itself. When they thought of a special food, it would be made in a flash. And when they wished for a toy, it would appear before their eyes. The land of Ireland gave its people whatever they could imagine. So they smiled and smiled and smiled some more. Never was there a moment in Ireland when someone was not smiling. Even all the babies were born with great big smiles on their little faces. So it was quite peculiar to the people of Ireland when one day a little baby named Julia was born with no smile at all. She did not cry, nor did she have a frown. She just didn't have a smile like everyone else. The smiling doctors did not quite understand this strange baby. They tried everything they could to make Julia smile. But for some strange reason, little Julia could not. Julia's smiling parents smiled nonetheless about their new baby Julia. But they, too, were confused. Where could Julia's smile be? They wondered. Day after day, month after month, year after year, Julia's parents did everything they could think of to make Julia smile. They played with her all day long. They sang silly songs that made everyone else laugh and dance. They gave her toys that made sounds and toys that sparkled. They gave her blue laughing puppies and pink bouncing kittens and even a baby dragon with red glowing mittens. They let her paint everything she wanted without any rules and helped her ride all the zoo animals, even the mules. She was given nice gifts by all the island people and was made the first fair princess of all the land. Julia's father even carried her to the top of Mount Ayala, where she could see everything in Ayala's vast lands in hopes she would see something to make her smile. But Julia did not smile. Not one little bit. One day, at the age of 7, Julia woke up, and her parents saw something they had never seen before. Julia was frowning. Nobody in Ireland had ever seen a frown before. This began to worry everyone even more. The next day, Julia's friend next door woke up, and she too now had a frown. Something was terribly wrong, thought the people of Ireland. Each day, more people, even moms and dads, started to find that they were frowning. Julia's frown seemed to be spreading around. As the people of Ireland worried more about Julia's frown, more people found themselves waking up without their own smiles. The town elders decided to call a meeting of all the people of Ireland.
"What are we to do?"
one smiling elder cried to another frowning elder.
"How can we stop this?"
"This is because Julia did not have a smile," said another.
"It's her frown that is spreading all over the town. We must send her away. It's the only way."
When Julia heard this, she frowned even more. She did not like seeing everyone frowning. She did not like everyone losing their smiles because of her. So Julia decided to leave Ireland and search for her missing smile all alone. Julia walked a long way, seeing many beautiful things. She walked over the Jabala Hills and through the Nalala Forest. She gazed at the moon above the crystal blue Sasula Lake and saw flying sunfish leaping up into the bright sky. She smelled fields of blossoming flowers in the Galuvala groves and played with baby bunnies in the great Bashula Knoll. But Julia still could not find her smile. After a while, Julia found herself underneath a giant oak tree. She climbed into the tree's strong, thick limbs. Julia wondered to herself why she could not smile. And the more she thought about why she couldn't smile, the more she felt like frowning. But just at that moment, a little owl flew near and perched beside Julia on the tree limb.
"Why such a big frown?" asked the owl.
Julia replied, "I am the only one in Ireland who has never smiled, and I do not know why. Do you know why I cannot smile?" The owl tilted his head and remained silent for a moment. He gazed into Julia's eyes deeply and then perked up his head.
"My friend, a true smile comes when you find who you really are within yourself. It is true that everyone in Ireland smiles, but their smiles are not true. They smile because they think they have everything. They smile because they know nothing else. You do not have your smile because something deep inside will not be happy with everyone else's way of smiling. Something within you knows there is a smile all your own, a smile which is greater than all of Ireland. Your frown is this something deep inside you that wants to find your true smile."
"But how do I find this true smile?" Julia asked eagerly. "I have been looking everywhere in Ireland and beyond, but I still have not found my smile."
"Your true smile is inside you and nowhere else," replied the owl. "You must start looking where you have never looked before. Nobody else can find your smile for you." Then the owl became quiet and seemed to smile with his eyes. He ruffled his wings and flew from the tree into the great sky. Julia leaped down from the tree too and wandered a little way. After a while, she came upon a giant sunflower, taller than she, and quietly gazed into the bright color of its beauty. In the flower, Julia seemed to notice a smile of its own. It was a smile of a sunflower simply being a sunflower. And just then, Julia suddenly felt herself grow very still. She closed her little eyes and began to look inside herself. She looked deep into the quietness of her own secret heart. And there she began to see a smile, a wonderful smile. And as she looked more and more closely, she could feel her smile, and it grew and grew and grew into a beautiful, great, big Julia smile. Her smile felt as big as the universe. It was her very own smile, and it was also the smile of life. It was a smile as bright as the radiant sun, a smile that could awaken its joy all around. Julia looked into a small, clear pond nearby and saw in the reflection her new smiling face. She also saw the fish in the pond smiling back at her. And the water and lily pads seemed to smile with her, too. Julia began to see that everything was one big smile. She was a smile, the sun was a smile, the trees were all smiles, and the mountains were huge smiles. The birds flew their smiles, while the snakes slithered theirs. The stars sparkled their smiles across space to the giant smile of the smiling earth. And though the people of Ireland might not have known it, even they were all one living smile. Julia ran with her new smiling joy back to Ireland, where all of Ireland now had big frowns. Her frown had spread to everyone, even the blue singing frogs. When Julia had left, the people became very sad. They lost their smiles and were frowning all the time. But as the people of Ireland saw Julia and her radiant new smile, they felt something in them begin to change. Their frowns began to slowly turn back to smiles again, though this time they felt something different, something they didn't know before. It was as if their smiles were not just on their faces, but could be felt deep inside their hearts. In that moment, there, in the magical land of Ireland, a new magical smile was born, awakening one joy in everything and everyone. Julia's smile.